really talk with you guys and exhort and really give the motivation and the guidance. And then after that, we will have the meeting via agenda and such. So from time to time, we will come to Be More Green so that we can all be in person. And we, like I said, can encourage people to come to the invites there and be here on the Zoom calls. For the first 15 minutes, we're going to do this, and then it'll be more exclusive for just us. All right, you guys. But I wanted to talk to you guys about something today. I posted in the Facebook group, but I heard a little whisper this morning, and it said, no pressure, no diamonds. Okay, you guys. So we need to understand that we all have a price to pay. We might have a vision in our mind of what we want and what we want to do and what we want to be. But you have to realize that there is a process to get to that step and get to that place. All right. There's, if you think of it as stairs, you have to take a foot and move up each step till you can get to the quote unquote top or whatever you're desiring to be. So I understand the pressure can be uncomfortable. I understand you guys can start to feel angry and want to do the blame game and want to do like, oh, it's this fault, it's that fault, it's my parents' fault, it's my mom's fault, whatever. But at some point, we have to choose to grow and we have to choose our own personal development over what has been presented to us for the past years or whatnot. So, once again, no pressure. Huh?
And take accountability.
Exactly. So it's no pressure, no diamonds. All right. So me and Andre even had this conversation a few days ago. You got to get used to lifting bigger weights. If you're always lifting 45 pounders, after a while, yes, you can lift it, but it's going to get boring. You're going to not feel fulfilled. It's going to be just monotonous. And this is what's going on in life. We're constantly doing the same mundane things, and we aren't challenging ourselves. We aren't committed to building and to growing. And then when there isn't results, then it's, oh, what is going on? We have to change. All right. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. You have to learn how to do something different. I'm grateful and I'm glad. Let me first go back and start. I'm grateful and glad that you all chose to come on today and that you allowed to give me this allotted time so that we can meet and that we can advance and move forward, not only in Kim Surprises, but in all of our endeavors that we have. So like I said, I wanted to talk with you guys, just encourage you, all right? I know it might not sound like encouragement because that felt like a little bit of surgery even for myself just now, but no pressure, no diamonds. If you do not have the pressures of life pushing you to continue to want more, you wouldn't go for more. How many of you can think right now and say, I have been too content? I have been too content with what life has been giving me. I have been too content with how I've been putting things out in life. I've been too content with things that are going on. And you cannot blame no one else but who? Ourselves. Listen, it's been me too. I can tell you guys how hard this transparency moment for me. This is my third time going after life insurance. I was content with being other things and doing other things. And then I look around and I say, why am I not prospering like I know I can? Why am I not building like I know I can? And God already showed me what to do. That's the crazy part. He's already showed us what way to go. He's already told us what avenues and what partnerships and what things to do and what to go after. But have we really been diligent? Like Brittany said, goes back to that accountability. We have to be self-accountable and we have to submit to accountability of those in leadership for us. You know, I'm not saying everyone is, you know, your leader, da 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 da, like, but for those that you literally either job perspective wise, we're easy with submitting on jobs. But when it comes to other things, we don't submit, even in our own lives. We have to get better at accountability. We have to get better at changing our perspective. Because yes, the pressure is on. Yes, the heat and the fire is on. But fire is like conflict, okay? Fire can either build you or it can refine you. It's your choice to see and to look at it. It's the perspective. That's what I mean by your perspective, okay? So a lot of us, we go through fires, we go through conflict, and we say, oh, I don't like that. Oh, this is happening. Oh, F that. Screw you, this, that. Bye, bye, bye. I want to fight. But think about it differently. There has to be heat in order for that sword to be better, in order for that ornament to be more malleable. They have to continue. And guess what? They heat it up and then they bang on it and they mold it and they shape it and they bend it and they do what it needs. They make it ensure that it comes out into the proper mold. How many of you feeling like that right now? Because I know I'm in that position. But in the end, like I said, no pressure, no diamond. In the end, you will come out and you will see why you had to go through all of those things. Now listen, don't go through the same repeated cycles. If something happens in your life, this is what we're getting to. It's November. We need to start evaluating the different cycles that we have in our life. If you really sit down and notice it, you will realize certain times of certain years and certain months of certain things, you do certain stuff. Track yourself. Learn to grow. Learn to do something different. Like I said, insanity is doing the same thing. So change your ways. Change the cycles. It's up to us to break these cycles, because what you won't break, your children will walk into. So that's poverty. That's laziness. That's whatever. What you won't break, your children will walk into that, okay? So you guys, I need you to continue to fight the good fight. I'm not saying that, you know, in a Christian perspective, that's just who I am. The word is in me so much, I use it to talk. So fight the good fight, okay? We are all soldiers in this land, and if you're a soldier, you have to be disciplined. You have to have a regimen. My wife is a vet. I tried to go into the military, but I'm not gonna lie, I couldn't stop smoking, so we gave up on that one. But you know, we have to be disciplined. That was one of my learning lessons. I was not disciplined, okay? But we have to be disciplined. We have to have some type of regimen around our lives. We need to know when we're waking up, when we're going to sleep, what we can eat, what we cannot eat, what we can participate in, and what we cannot. All right, you guys, it's on us. The pressure is on, but it's we're able to handle this, okay? We can handle this. Like I said, no pressure, no diamonds. So I'm going to open up the floor real quick. Anybody got questions? Anybody got comments? Anybody want to say anything? Hey, you guys, it's Ken the Don. Listen up. If you enjoyed today's episode, go ahead and like and subscribe and share it with a friend. If you haven't already, you can find us on Instagram at YMMuggles, M-O-G-U-L-S. Remember, a muggle is a person of influence. Go ahead, like and subscribe us on Instagram and join us. You can join us in the private Facebook group on Facebook at Young Money Muggles. Find us, join us, be a part of the community, be a part of True Impact, True Wealth at Discretionary Time. Listen up, I have a deal for you guys right now. We are having a free month's admission to our leadership calls. So you got a taste of what we go through every Saturday at 11 a.m. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. we have accountability calls where you can learn about discipline, learn about leadership and business tools and tactics, how to grow your business and how to monetize everything that you do. Okay, you guys. So if you haven't already, go to kentreprisesllc.net. I'll send the link in the comments so you guys can see it as well and be a part of it. Okay, you guys, go ahead and subscribe today. It's $79.99 a month and you get a free month every Saturday. You'll be a part of the group where we come for the leadership calls. And then you can also learn and see about all of the extra deals and discounts that you get with your membership. Okay, you guys, so sign up today for the Muggle Mentee membership and join in our leadership calls every Saturday at 11 a.m. Tune in. Thanks.